Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No, in all honesty, Mark's great there. He does a really good job of from an analysis and stuff, so I appreciate him being there. Let's look at the play. You want the interpretation of what Penix was going through? Is that what you want, Carl?
Yeah, when everything kind of fell apart, and first of all, it started with an early snap, right? That was the first part.
Sure. And so what our operation is, and we normally use a silent count. Michael's in the shotgun or in the pistol, much to many's chagrin, most of the time. So it's a silent count, so it's a raise of the foot. You will get, more often than not, teams that use the foot, the raised foot. And remember, you either have the center looking through his legs or a guard looking back for that indicator that tells the center to snap the football. If it's the guard looking back, then there'll be some kind of hand gesture in the eye line or the periphery vision of the center to give him the idea that, okay, let's go ahead and snap it. If he's looking through, obviously he can get the indicator himself. Now, some teams will use a false indicator. They'll show the snap count, and now all of a sudden as a defensive lineman, I'm leaning out over my fingers getting ready to come off the ball, and that will be a false indicator, so you're looking for the second one. It's almost like a third base coach, when he touches his hat the third time, that's what the real signal is. Now the real signal's coming. So essentially, that's what you've got going on with the snap count. So when Michael sends somebody in motion, more often than not, you'll see him point to that player. In this case, it was Kyle Pitts, who was lined up to his left, wing left. He pointed at him, and he's got to get him to clear the center clearly, but he also wants to get him far enough maybe away from the tackle so he can get up the field on his pass route so he doesn't get tangled up with an edge rusher that's coming off the ball. So, or keep him tight enough to where he can chip block before he releases. Okay, so those are some of the nuances that are going on inside the play with the snap count. Michael had not called for the ball, and he had just sent Kyle Pitts in motion. Kyle had just cleared the center, and if you look, Jovan Gwynn, who was in for Lindstrom, who had gotten injured, is looking back towards the quarterback, looking for the indicator. All of a sudden, the ball came. So now the ball hits in the chest. He's waiting for his tight. He's still eyeballing his tight end to get him to the location he wants him in for either the chip block or the release up the field, and the ball hits him in the chest. And Jovan Gwynn, who's looking through his legs, isn't even thinking about blocking Leonard Williams, who's 6'3", 300, standing right over the top of him. Leonard Williams runs right by him like it's an open door and is in the face of Michael Penix as the ball hits him in the chest. Okay, and he bumbles the ball. Now, as a processing scenario, I got to immediately process. I can't take a sack. I can't take a sack here. So I've got to find, where do I throw the ball? The last thing in Michael's mind was Kyle Pitts going across in motion and releasing on that right side. So he tries to throw it quickly, once he gets hold of the football, at the feet of Kyle Pitts to not get the grounding call. Well, Kyle was too far up the field at that point. Yes, Bijan Robinson was standing to his left, but put yourself in that position to process all of that that quickly when someone else screws up trying to cover up for that screw up. That's what happened on the play.
It's a lot. There is. It's Dave Archer, guys, our analyst. Falcons getting ready to head overseas to Berlin to take on the Colts. We'll talk about that with Arch, but as we kind of go through some things and what we've been talking about.
Arch, take this from a macro and micro view as far as the offense and, you know, the scheme, the play calling, the execution, all of it. Because, again, I kept saying there was a lot of positive that came out of Sunday. But right now there's not enough equity and cachet with the coaching staff and the fan base that they're going to let a lot of things slide. I don't think you lost because of coaching on Sunday, but where do you grade through eight games the coaching staff on the offensive side and sort of, you know, why things are coming up short?
So give me that military background. So micro is the closer look, and the macro would be a bit of a higher level look.
Macro is the eight games, and the micro is sort of, you know, just this individual week.
Okay, good. I just wanted you to get that military deal for me. I appreciate that. The micro is exactly what you're talking about. There was a whole bunch of cool stuff in the game that was designed to create opportunities. I know everybody thinks that Drake London's three touchdown catches are essentially throw the ball up in the air and let Drake go get the ball. But if you go back, and you and I discussed this yesterday a little bit, you go back and look at the way Drake ran his routes to create the one-on-one matchups, and he ends up matching up not on the 6-1 corner, Gonzalez. He ends up getting himself matched up on the 5-8 nickel, which I thought was brilliant, the way they motion, just a little nuances to those pieces of those plays. Obviously, the micro is what you're doing with Jalen Walker's on the field. It's different defensively when you have a guy of that physicality on the edge. We've missed the physicality on the edge, guys. That he can bull rush, he can turn speed to power, which he did. Will Campbell is a big-time player. He drove Will Campbell back in the lap of the quarterback a couple of times. So, and then you got the sacks, the six sacks. You got the turnovers, the plus turnover scenario. From a micro standpoint, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in that regard. Macro, you're not running the ball well enough. You've got to find a way to run the football. And I know people are saying, well, what is that way? A lot of it has to do with just simply executing your job. Whether if you're a guard and you come off the ball, and I've got to work the three technique to the second level, which is the onside defensive tackle, my hand placement has to be in the right spot, along with the center as we work to the second level. If I'm off a little bit, now that D tackle slips upfield or play side, and it creates a crease in the defense, and now a linebacker runs through. So there's some of that going on. There's also some perimeter blocking problems. We throw the screen pass. Kyle Pitts, he's blocking a corner. The corner just threw him off like a rag doll and made the play on Bijan Robinson. So there's those pieces of the execution part of it that isn't working out. And there's everybody's culpable. The offensive coordinator's just as culpable as the players are. There's no question. It is not just execution. It's what have I got from a plan standpoint, and if it's not working, what are my counters to that? Teams have found a way to defend our run game. So what is our counter off of the run game? Is it making Michael more available on the perimeter? That's something I've talked about for the last couple of weeks. I'd like to see more of the bootleg game in to minimize how much the defense on the backside can close down the running lanes for Bijan Robinson cutting back. It also puts Penix up to bat to be able to throw the ball to a jam release tight end that's coming across the field and Kyle Pitts on the move, or he can pull it down and take off. There's just those little things, the counters that need to be put in, Mark, in my opinion, from a macro scenario, looking down at it and saying, hey, these are some things we could add.
Dave Archer joining us. Trade deadline's going to come and go. Archer doesn't feel like they're going to do anything, although we're seeing other teams do stuff today. Does that surprise you or no, not at all? Did you feel like they were going to do anything?
Well, where did you thinking wide receiver? Is that what you're thinking?
That or maybe even linebacker help.
Somebody replaced Devine, yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they were willing to go there.
I can tell you right now, that guy's not walking the street. if he is, there's 32 GMs that need their asses kicked. So, Devine, it's interesting, guys. Devine Diablo, tremendous pickup in free agency, we now know. As nondescript pickup as there was in the National Football League. Am I wrong about that?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, and I know you like him a lot, Mark. Fit to Jeff Ulbrich, what Jeff Ulbrich wants to do. It's almost as though Ulbrich knew exactly what he could do and how he could fit. Nobody else did. I don't even think anybody else in the organization had any idea the difference maker he would be. And along with that, you've got absolutely no one that can back him up. You've got no one that can do it. So now you've got three guys that are trying to play one man's position. And think about how difficult that is for Ulbrich now to now try to predict what teams are going to do, run or pass, and get the right body type in the game to defend. That makes it very difficult on him.
Yeah, it's hard. And again, we don't believe that was – they're going to try to make a deal. I want to get your thoughts on the Colts before we get you out of here. It's going to be, you know, look, it's a business trip. But these are always cool trips for players and certainly teams and families to go on, and Falcon fans making their way over there. Hopefully we can put on a good performance and get a dub on Sunday morning. But tell me what you think about this Colts team, man.
Yeah, Carl, it's not – when you look at them on tape, it's not like, wow, that's a cool concept, or wow, that's really neat. I mean, they're doing stuff, and they're just doing it at a high level. Daniel Jones is playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. He's throwing the ball outside the numbers, the deep comeback routes, speed outs, and those kind of things. Those are the more dangerous throws for a quarterback when you've got corners that are playing tight. Okay, he's making those throws without really thinking about it. And so his receivers are playing at a high level. Pittman's playing well. Pierce is playing well. Of course, the young tight end from Penn State is playing well. They've got three guys at over 500 yards receiving. You mix that in with what Jonathan Taylor's running the football, and they've got a really nice blend. Now, Pittsburgh just shut the run down, and they got after him up front, and he made some bad throws and turned the football over. There's something that Atlanta is capable of doing. Can you stop the run well enough? Anytime a team gets stoned in what they feel like is their best thing, they're going to come back to it with earnest. And they're going to come back and try to run the football because they're looking at tape of Atlanta defensively. They're saying, wow, this team's really good against the pass, and they can rush the passer. Let's beat them up in the run game. You can bet that's what you're going to get. On the other side of the ball, it's a group playing really well together. They've got two run and hit linebackers that can get after you. Liatu Latu is coming off the edge. DeForest Buckner on the inside. Two guys that can get after you up front. It's just a group that's playing solidly defensively. I wouldn't say there's anything special about them defensively other than that they're playing really well together, much like our defense is. But you're going to see very similar defensive fronts from them that we play. It's not creating new football. You're going to see very similar stuff. It's just they've executed much better than we have.
Arch, just wanted to get back to the run game for a minute. You know, through the first couple of weeks, I think the Falcons were top five in time of possession. And part of that was because the run game and Bijan was part of it. Now, you know, I know extensions of the run game, and I know this past week they didn't try to actually run straight ahead into the teeth of that run defense because it would have been an exercise in futility. But the offense at some point has to figure out a way to run the ball effectively. Does that come from scheme? Does that come from execution? Does it come from just depending on the opponent that you're playing? But you know, I mean, it's not rocket science. When you run the ball well and you hand off 20 times to the same guy, the numbers tell you 80 to 85% of the time you're going to win those games. So how do they do this?
Yeah, and yes would be to answer all those things. And you know as well as I do, Mark, you've been watching this and looking at it and talking about it. There is no one answer to make you run the football better. All the things you just mentioned have to come together, excuse me, to make it work. You got to have good run tracks from the backs. You can't have hesitation from the backs. The guys have to get up off the ball. They have to come off the ball, drive to the second level. You can't trip and fall down. And Charlie Warner, there was a couple times where we've got those inside ISOs where he's coming across in motion and goes up through the A or B gap. He tripped and fell down. That lets the linebacker run straight through to make the play on the back. You can't have those kind of mistakes. You got to block well in the perimeter with the wide receivers. All of that has to be good. But scheme-wise, if you want to talk about scheme, there has to be some counters built into that, whether it's RPOs off the run. And really, to me, not many teams run play action very well. Everybody calls it play action. It's supposed to be run-action football. You're supposed to show run and then throw off of that. If you go back and look at tape, most teams pass set. Well, if I'm a linebacker, I'm not rushing. I'm not coming after the run game if the offensive guard pass sets. I need the offensive guard to take that run step that makes it look like run game. Now I'm going to come downhill. And the only thing that's going to be able to do that for you, and it's not something we do, is the RPO package. That means you called a run and a pass, and now it's up to the quarterback to read it. I'm either going to hand it off or throw it. But I've got to make that decision quickly because my offensive line is coming off in the run game. They're not pass blocking. They're blocking the run. And if I pull it, the ball's got to come out because, as you know, the line can't be more than a yard downfield or they're going to flag it. Sometimes they'll fudge it and let them get 2 yards down the field, but you got to pull it out and throw it. Those are some of the things that I think from a counter standpoint, Mark, that would help your run game get going. If you can fool the line, the second level guys, it's not so much the first level guys that are hurting us. It's the linebackers that are coming downhill right now when they see Bijan potentially touch the football.
Great stuff, Arch, as always.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Appreciate you stopping by, chopping it up with us. We'll see you up at Flowery tomorrow, and have a great trip to Berlin, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, always great to talk to you. I can't believe you shoved Mike to Prague. Huh? Is that where he's at? Is he in Prague?
Yeah, well, he will be. He's flying now, but yeah. He eventually, that'll be the first stop, I think, for him.
Well, I just appreciate you not having me have to get on him about how much I've been talking about the quarterback taking off with the ball for like a month, and all of a sudden it was an epiphany for him yesterday.
Good stuff, Arch. We'll talk, man.
Thanks, Arch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.